Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast. I hope that you are doing amazing. I hope the month of April is treating you very well. And I hope that you enjoy this episode. Today, I don't really have a topic in mind. I just wanted to speak from the heart. I was going through my journals. I love to journal, and you guys know that if you listen to my episodes, I always encourage you guys to journal. And so every time I finish a journal, I like to go through and see where I started at the beginning of the journal, like what was the journey I was in, and then look at the journey ending the journal. And I was going through my last one that I finished recently, actually, and I started this journal back in October of 2024. And I just finished it a couple days ago. I completed the pages. And I am so grateful that I have the opportunity to have a journal, to have a pen, to be able to write my feelings and my emotions. And I know that is such a simple thing, like, wow, Nesh, you're really just grateful for that. I swear, guys, I'm so grateful that I am allowed to record my journey. Because then I get to look back at this and I can be grateful. I can be even more grateful for how far I've came, and I can see how I got out of something. Not only that, but if I go through something similar again, which God, I hope I don't, but if I do, then I can always go back to this and read my feelings out and see how I got through it. Not only that, but it gives me the strength to understand I'm going to get through it. Because if I got through it once, I get through it again. If I had the strength one, then I'll have the strength two times. And there is this passage that really touched me when I was reading through my journal entries. It was this one moment where I'm going through all the pains, right? I'm going through the heartache. I'm writing about how painful this is and how I literally feel like I cannot get through it. But at the end of it, the last like five sentences, there was this thing that I said, and I can't remember word for word, but it was in the lines of, even if I'm dragging myself through this moment, I will get up. And when I get up, it's going to be the best walk of my life. Like, those were literally my words. And I just feel like that is so empowering, because who says that in the midst of being in pain? Like, obviously I'm in pain and I understand that, but it's beautiful that I can also understand, hey, this is temporary. You're not going to feel this way forever. And when you get up, when you decide enough is enough, is when life is going to get good. And I just kept walking. And it's obviously a metaphor, like I'm really not dragging myself, but in reality it feels like I was dragging myself through life. I was dragging myself through the days, I was dragging myself through the hours. But I knew that I was self-aware. I was aware enough to understand this is a hard moment, but I'm going to get through it, because when I get up, this is going to be the best walk of my life. And if you're listening to this, I want you to understand, if you're going through a hard moment, if you feel like you're dragging yourself through life right now, you're gonna get up. And just believe that you're gonna get up. Understand that even if you're dragging yourself, even if you only have half of your heart in it right now, one day you're gonna have your full heart in it. One day you're gonna have both of your feet to walk and talk and do your thing. But right now, if you're limping right now, if you're crawling right now, if you're dragging yourself, it's okay. It's okay, because everything has its own timing, everything has its own process. And I won't sit here and be like, everything happens for a reason, but everything that I've been through in my life has shaped me to be exactly who I am at this moment as I speak. And there are things that I wish I didn't go through, because there are things that are traumatizing, there are things that do hurt, there are things that they're just not good and no one should have to go through them. But it's beautiful when you can sit down and not bring beauty into it, but like, just sit with it and heal from it and truly understand that good things happen after. Knowing that life didn't end there is beautiful. You don't have to look back at it and be like, oh, that happened for a reason. No, it doesn't have to. But I would not be the person I am today hadn't it been for that experience. It hurt me. It broke me. But it also shaped me. It allowed me to understand myself a little bit more. It allowed me to dive into deeper into who I am and who I am to be. And I hope that you're able to do the same for yourself. life is hard sometimes. Life does throw things at you that are hard, that are difficult, that are painful. And I won't say here they're here to test you. No, some things are just bad things happen because bad does exist and bad people do exist and everyone has free will. So sometimes you don't have control over these situations and sometimes you're a good person so you choose not as wisely as you should. But be cautious with your heart, with who you are. Love yourself so deeply that no one can shake you. Love yourself so much that you understand that you are the prize and that you are to be loved and that you are to be seen. And even if no one else does, do it for yourself. Go inside of you. Take all of that junk, all of that nastiness, all of those nasty feelings about yourself and grow flowers. Grow a garden. Speak to yourself kindly. You're beautiful. You deserve love. You deserve goodness. And goodness will come to you. You attract in life what you believe you deserve. So get up. Understand that you deserve goodness. It doesn't matter if someone didn't think you deserved it and didn't give it to you. That is not a reflection of who you are. That is simply a reflection of who they are and how much they can give and how they feel about themselves. Not about you. Don't let circumstances break you to the point where you don't feel like you will ever find yourself again. And I definitely felt at one point in my life that I wasn't going to gain that spark again. I honestly thought it was over for me. I thought, I will never open my myself again to love. I will never again open myself to genuinely smile again or laugh again. I will never again think that things are good. I thought that my spark was gone. I thought that I will always cry about it. I thought that I will always sit here and not be well. But that's not true. It only feels true at the moment and when you're in the midst of all the pain and the process. But when you're able to get out of it, when you're ready to allow goodness into your life, and when you allow it, because honestly, you might never be ready and then you might never allow it. But when you feel ready and you open up to the idea of it, little by little, life starts to give you all of these beautiful things and you'll start to feel love and you'll start to feel peace and you'll start to laugh again and you'll start to smile again. Don't be hard on yourself with your process. And, you know, it's important to also forgive. And I won't sit here and be like, forgive everybody everything. But when you heal, when you truly heal and you connect yourself with God, you will get to the point where you want to forgive. That doesn't necessarily mean forget. It just means you want to forgive, but you're not forgiving the person or the situation for them or for it. You're forgiving for yourself, because in true reality, we're just trying to be the best versions of ourselves and be connected to the divine. So if you are not forgiving, you're not truly sane and you're not truly clean. You're not truly pure in your mind. And it's really all about you. It has nothing to do with anybody and what anybody thinks. It's for you. This is for you. You want to heal for you. You want to forgive for you. Because then you have a clean slate. Like, you just feel so whole and you feel like you can breathe and the air just feels fresher. So when you carry hatred and you carry anger in your heart, it's not very pure and you don't feel whole. And it's not about a moment of judgment of me saying, hey, you have hatred in your heart and you're not pure. That's not what I'm saying here. What I'm saying is, I want you to be able to feel whole and seen. And in order to do that, we need to allow ourselves to forgive. And we need to allow ourselves to surrender to our pain. Because when we surrender to our pain, we are able to feel it completely. And then we're able to let it go. So whatever it is that you're going through today, or any day, if you're going through a hard time, if you're finding it difficult to forgive, if you're finding it difficult to get through a hard time, take it a day at a time. Do not rush it. If it takes you 7 months, if it takes you a year, if it takes you 2 years, take your time. Don't ever allow anyone to tell you, hey, you're not allowed to feel this way, or you're not allowed to linger on this for that long. Linger on it for as much as you want. Just be cautious and be attentive to the fact that you need to let it go eventually. Like, be aware of it, work towards it, and one day you're gonna wake up and you're going to be able to breathe fresh air, and the birds are going to be chirping, and the sun's going to be bright, and you're going to feel amazing. So I really hope you enjoy this episode. I really just wanted to speak from the heart today, and that's what came from my heart. I hope it spoke to you. And have a good rest of your day or night whenever you are listening to this. Make sure that you subscribe to this channel and that you hit a like button if you liked this episode. Have a great day.